Exodus chapter 6, beginning with verse 10. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Go tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Israelites go from this land." But Moses said in the Lord's presence, "Look, the Israelites have not listened to me. Why would Pharaoh listen to me, since I am a poor speaker?" The Lord again spoke to Moses and Aaron about the Israelites and about Pharaoh, king of Egypt. He commanded them to bring the Israelites out of the land of Egypt. These were the heads of their fathers' houses. The son of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, were Hanoch and Pallu, Hezron and Carmi. These were the founders of the clans of Reuben. The sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jashan, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of the Canaanite woman. These were the founders of the clans of Simeon. These were the names of the sons of Levi according to their family records: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. Levi lived 137 years. The sons of Gershon were Libni and Shimei. They were founders of clans. The sons of Kohath were Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. Kohath lived 133 years. The sons of Merari were Mahli and Mushi. These were the clans of the Levites according to their family records. Amram married Jochebed, his father's sister, and she gave birth to Aaron and Moses for him. Amram lived 137 years. The sons of Izhar were Korah, Nepheg, and Zichri. The sons of Uziel were Mishael, Elzaphan, and Sithri. Aaron married Elisheba, the daughters of Amminadab and the sister of Nahshon, and she gave birth to Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar for him. The sons of Korah were Asir, Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These were the founders of the clans of the Korahites. Eleazar, the son of Aaron, married one of the daughters of Putiel, and she gave birth to Phinehas for him. These were the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites that had become clans. These were the Aaron and Moses to whom the Lord said, "Bring out the Israelites from the land of Egypt according to their divisions." These were the same ones who spoke to Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, in order to bring the Israelites out from Egypt. These were that same Moses and Aaron. On the day that the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, the Lord said to him, "I am the Lord. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything that I tell you." But Moses said in the Lord's presence, "You see, I am a poor speaker. Why would Pharaoh listen to me?" Chapter 7. The Lord said to Moses, "Look, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother will be your prophet. You are to speak everything that I command you, and Aaron your brother is to speak to Pharaoh, so that he will let the Israelites go out from his land. But I will make Pharaoh's heart stubborn. I will multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt. Pharaoh will not listen to you. So I will lay my hand on Egypt and bring my divisions, my people, the Israelites, out of the land of Egypt by great acts of judgment. The Egyptians will know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand over Egypt and I bring out the Israelites from their midst." This is what Moses and Aaron did. Just as the Lord commanded them, that is exactly what they did. Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 years old when they spoke to Pharaoh. The Lord said to Moses and to Aaron, "When Pharaoh says to you, 'Give us a warning sign,' then you are to tell Aaron, 'Take your staff and throw it down in front of Pharaoh, and it will become a snake.'" Then Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh. They did just as the Lord had commanded. Aaron threw down his staff in front of Pharaoh and his officials, and it became a snake. But then Pharaoh also called for his wise men and sorcerers. Those magicians of Egypt did the same thing by their occult practices. They each threw down their staves, and those staves became snakes. However, Aaron's staff swallowed up their staves. But Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he did not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Pharaoh's heart is unyielding. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. When he goes out by the water, stand on the bank of the Nile to meet him. Take in your hand the staff that was turned into a snake. You are to tell him, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to you.' He says, 'Let my people go so that they may serve me in the wilderness.' But look, until now you have not listened. So this is what the Lord says. In this way you will know that I am the Lord. Look, with the staff that is in my hand, I will strike the water in the Nile, and it will be turned to blood. The fish that are in the Nile will die, and the Nile will stink. The Egyptians will not be able to drink water from the Nile.' The Lord said to Moses, 'Tell Aaron, take your staff and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over its rivers, its streams, its ponds, and all the reservoirs, and they will become blood. There will be blood in the entire land of Egypt, even in containers made of wood and stone.' Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord had commanded. In the sight of Pharaoh and his officials, Aaron lifted up the staff and struck the water that was in the Nile. All the water in the Nile was turned to blood. The fish that were in the river died, and the river smelled so bad that the Egyptians were not able to drink water from the Nile. There was blood in the entire land of Egypt. But the magicians of Egypt did the same thing by their occult practices. So Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he did not listen to them, just as the Lord had told them. Pharaoh turned and went to his palace. He did not take to heart even this. All the Egyptians dug around the Nile for water to drink, because they were not able to drink the water from the Nile. 7 days passed after the Lord had struck the Nile."
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.